Good morning, everyone, and welcome to day 11. I'm just so excited about the progress that we're making in this class. Good morning, Gregory and Gail.
Good morning.
Good morning. We were still muted.
We're saying good morning. Good morning. He's not hearing us.
You know I am not. I've actually done a whole class on mute.
Oh.
And no one told you?
Yeah, well, I guess I wasn't paying attention. But anyway,
okay.
I'll hand it over to Gail to get us started.
Okay, great. Good. Well, day 11. And by the way, this is 11-11.
And, oh, wow. What a crazy coincidence. Wow. No coincidence, but wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. So it was really interesting last night as I was looking at what we're working with today. It really brought me to some recognitions within myself. And so I'm going to just start out talking a little bit about that and then lead us into a meditation. Okay, so here's what I really was getting to, that financial affairs are pretty touchy subjects for, I'd say, most people. And, you know, people don't like to talk about this subject. It can bring up feelings of inadequacy, lack, fear, and a great deal of stress. I grew up in a home where the stress around money for my father contributed to his having a serious heart condition. He measured his worth and other people's value based on how much money they had. So my way of dealing with my family history and what I absorbed from all of that, because it felt so awful to me, was to develop an attitude that I didn't want anything to do with money or abundance. And that is something that certainly got in my way when I was younger. So over time, with a great deal of conscious work, I found my spiritual center, and I was able to see the illusion I had believed was real. I didn't want to live with the beliefs and images that had branded me any longer, so I found ways to see the goodness of prosperity, the value of money in a different way, and its true derivation. It has been a huge shift to embrace the principle of abundance in a healthy and heart-centered manner and to allow this flow to come into my life. I had learned everything about the power being outside of me, which was both tormenting and disempowering. Now it is a joy to know abundance as the ever-present spirit within that I connect to and allow myself to intimately engage with. It calls me to go deeper and to allow even more abundant flow as an invitation into the unity in this magnificent physical world that we live in. The past is amazing and perfect, and it offers the keys to unlock the true essence within, reflecting our consciousness and mirroring back to us the transformation that is possible. It is a true gift, and it is all within reach. So on that note, let's begin getting into a relaxed position. Hands and legs uncrossed, eyes opened or closed. And hold your heart companion or your eye connect in your hands. And breathe deeply. And as you breathe, allow yourself to be grateful for all the experiences that you have had regarding money and abundance. Feel the gratitude for all the variation of experience. There are many feelings, concepts, and activities you have compiled, that we all have compiled, in the vast experiences we've had with prosperity. They are here to reveal what is real and possible for you now, right here in the present. So breathe deeply and allow the inner presence to transform the energy that you have held. Ah, as you do this, you're enjoying being here now, fully engaged in the abundance of universe. So just keep breathing, and throughout the day, allow your breath to be a vehicle of that transformation. So now take the Heart Companion and place it at the heart center, expanding this field in love and acceptance. Feel the flow and the energy of renewal. And set the intention that that flow and energy of renewal be with you today in a loving and compassionate way. And as you enjoy the radiance, take a deep cleansing breath, and on the out-breath as you release the air, allow the sound Vam to resonate through you. Vam. Allow your body to absorb the blessings and send them out to others and the universe. You are immersed in feelings of gratitude. So let's make the sound again together three times, and here we go. Down into your feet, allowing the flow to establish roots into Mother Earth and bless all beings and all life. Hey, Daniel.
All right. I just love that centering and get in that beautiful space. Today's statement is an interesting statement because it kind of sums up, you know, this idea that prosperity is individualizes me, the reality of me, the understanding that we're talking about the mind and heart, not the mind and ego, in terms of the essence, the inward nature of all my good. You know, it is the culmination of understanding that money is not my supply, no person, place, or condition is my supply. Understanding that when we get a hold of this knowledge and we understand this knowledge, all we have to do is let go. To just let go. And that comes from a deeper understanding of knowing that we are forgiven, and really being in that understanding that nothing I could have done or will do will separate me from the love of Source. And in knowing that, as we discussed yesterday, feeling free to jump into that river and to say yes to life, to jump in and not be afraid that the river might get crazy, because we already know that it will. That's just the way life is. One of the books I'm working on for the beginning of next year is called Dancing in the Chaos. It's that understanding that the chaos will consistently be around us. It doesn't mean that we have to be a part of it. Just jump in. The water's good. And then today, I keep my minds and thoughts off of this world, and I place my entire focus on spirit within as the only cause of my prosperity. I acknowledge the inner presence as the only activity in my financial affairs and as the essence of all things visible. I place my faith in the principle of abundance and action within me. And basically all this is saying is, very simply, is don't believe in the collective consciousness. Don't get caught up in what the world says is the sky is falling. Keep your thoughts in the connection and the understanding that because you are a child of the universe, you are prosperous. You are prosperous. You are prosperous. And if I can let go, and if I can know that I am forgiven, and if I can keep my thinking on my mind and heart with the eye companion, the eye connect and the heart companion, if I can recognize that this is individualized, the reality of me, then the only thing left that really adds the icing on the cake, this is the vibration that you must stay in order to start to see the things in your life to come into completion, and that's gratitude. Absolutely 100% gratitude. One of the highest vibrations that we can vibrate as human beings is gratitude. And I'm not talking about the things that you recognize as being grateful for, just off, you know, being grateful for your house or your carpet or, I mean, the little things. Try traveling to a third world country. I every year I take people to third world countries, and the one thing they're always grateful for is a toilet. There are some places in the world that don't have those. I mean, being grateful for things unseen, that is gratitude. Setting the intentionality that we set on day one and letting go of the expectation of the end result, because we already know it's going to happen. It is done. It is finished. And I am grateful for the day that Source decides to bestow me with this beautiful, beautiful desire of mine. And the only thing I have to do is keep my mind off of this world, my thoughts off of this crazy world, and place my entire focus on Spirit Within as the only cause of my prosperity. And when I do, the effects of that are people, places, and things. You see, the effect of understanding the cause is that the effects are the things that we desire, and they come freely. They come freely. So think about that today. What are you grateful for? What are you in a state of gratitude for? Are you grateful for that desire? You said maybe it was that I was going to release 5 pounds. Are you grateful that it is done? Or are you still trying to control it in some fashion or form? Or maybe there's people around you saying that it can't be done. You're crazy. That's what this is talking about. Don't get caught up in that. Don't get caught up in that. All right, let me hand it over to Gregory.
Oh, thank you, Daniel. That was, and gratitude is everything. That's what led us through the flood last year, was being mm-hmm. grateful before it happened, and then everything falls into place, and it can't escape that gratitude. So looking at today's statement, starts off where my mind and thoughts off this world. It's curious to me that in all the statements, the only place where quotation marks are used is around this world. Kind of like someone doing those air notes, you know, with their fingers that kind of say, well, what I've just said, don't totally trust that. It's not real. And, you know, that's kind of the way I take these quote marks on this world. It's not what takes our true attention, because what this is talking about to me means it's all the third dimensional stuff. It's the stuff we touch, the stuff we feel, the stuff we never seem to have enough of. And I'm going to say I think a lot of that is focus. And what I mean by that is that, for example, a couple of days ago, someone reported that they felt the heart companion took them into a time warp, because every household task that they did that day took one-third the time it usually took. And so I felt a big part of that experience, and the reason that happened was focus. And the point is, right now what I'm talking to is, just like all the stuff in this world that we somehow want to have more of or work out or have in our lives, we also want, we need, we search for more time. And this caller a few days ago increased hers by 2/3. I mean, that's huge. 2/3 more time. That's like 16 extra hours a day. Think about it. It's like, what would you do with 16 more hours a day? And what what I think I'm speaking to now is that what I meant by focus is that it's not focus on the task. I mean, that's thoughts of this world that we just finished saying. The mind, the thoughts have to be off this world. But if you focus on this world, you lose time because that's, think about what people say about time. It goes by too quickly. You know, the kids are already grown up. Where did the time go? And it went into matter, this world. You see, matter eats time. Matter eats everything. It's slowly eating you. You're dying, and you have been ever since you were born into this world. And, you know, that's the quotes again, this world. You know, it isn't real. And that's why we have a way out. There is something that we can go to become aware of. And that's why life is such a gift, or maybe I should say present, because it's just as in this statement, it's an opportunity, this being here alive right now, to connect fully with presence. And that's what's being talked about. And that caller that what came in a few days ago, I feel what they were really focusing on was presence, as in the statement inner presence, the source of all cause. Remember a number of days ago when I said that there were no causes in this dimension, only effects. As it says in this statement, spirit within us is the only cause of my prosperity. Spirit is the only cause of everything. So every disease, every difficulty, every lack in our world is a reflection where I have blocked or denied the ever-present flow of energy from spirit within. And did you catch that? I mean, the ever-present? I mean, what's ever-present? Inner presence. And yet, the only way to catch, the only way to connect to the ever-present is in the very moment of the present. And your experience when you connect is presence. Presence everlasting. Thank you.
Beautifully said. Wow, I love that. Okay, folks, this is your day. You know, what we've been creating here is a sense of home, coming home. And what I love, again, about the iConnect and the Heart Companion, I don't even have my Heart Companion on now because I chose today to put it on the WeConnect and let it sit there. For some reason, it said, just put me here for a while. I said, okay, no problem. And so embracing the tools, almost like you would a teddy bear, embracing them and bringing them close to your heart, is how we benefit from these wonderful tools. If you have any questions, please hit *2. Or if you're on the web, please let me know if you have a question. *2 to raise your hand. I'd love to hear from you. We'd all love to hear from you. And it doesn't have to be a question. It could be an experience that you may be having as a result of having the tools. Okay. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning. We had a lot of snow here today, so it's quite the beautiful little wonderland out there if you're not shoveling it.
I'm on shorts. I'm not going to say anything. Oh, I wasn't supposed to say anything. I'm sorry.
20 degrees makes the outer world very sparkly, though.
Yeah, I think Gail and Greg are going through the same thing.
Yeah, 14 degrees.
But it does make the snow sparkle.
Yeah.
I wanted to, a quick question was, since tomorrow's day one, Yes. Do we restart? This day is Wednesday, November.
No. You don't have to redo the contract. No, the contract's just for day one. Yeah, you don't have to do that again. And maybe, I'm glad you brought that up, though. Might be a good idea to go back and look at it.
Right.
You know, and I'm going to send out today, I'm glad you brought that up. I'm going to be sending out today some homework, and I'll send that over to Gail and Gregory to send out to you guys. It's going to be your homework. It's called a prosperity checklist, and it basically is going to give you an idea of where you are in this class. And you'll have that, and I want you guys to do it tonight so that we can talk about it tomorrow.
Cool. Well, okay, so there's that question, and then here's my experience. When I was working with you on the prosperity of last month, you had suggested that I, because I'd lost my job, first, Gregory and Gail, I bought my Heart Connect on a Saturday because I had a job, and then Monday I went to work and I lost my job. So, okay. I just bought this expensive, lovely thing, and I don't have a job. I'm with this. I'm sure this is all wonderful, and life is good. I just have to trust with this because, you know, in the other world, it doesn't seem like that's a great thing to have happen after you've bought a Heart Connect. So then I'm struggling with trying to write a resume because I've never written a resume, and I've been working for 28 years, and that just wasn't my toolkit. So Daniel suggested that I go to Elance and have them write my resume. And I struggled with writing a resume, and I put them online, all these places. We were told to put them online, and I'd look to see how my resume went. And when I would go onto that website, nobody looked at my resume. Nobody looked at my resume. So then I went to Elance, and they wrote a resume. And the first 2 days, nobody looked at my resume. But then I was getting emails that said, hey, I saw your resume on Indeed, and please get a hold of me. And then here in Duluth, I also had somebody say, I applied for something. I said, great, come on in for this particular job. Now, the whole time, I had been wanting to work for this company called HCL. And I was really, that was my focus because they respond to people who have big hearts and they are very pro-employee kind of thing. And they're all over the world. But they weren't hiring right then. I was okay, so I went for this other thing. So I contact a lady and say, here in Duluth, I contact her and say, hey, she called me and said, I saw that you applied for this job. Yes, I did. And so I was getting the information from her. Then she was sick on Friday when I went to take the test. And this other lady said, hey, HCL is hiring. What would you think of applying for them? You seem like that skill set. And I said, that sounds wonderful. So then yesterday I went, they said, I was supposed to go over to the other thing today on Tuesday, but the lady who wasn't sick on Monday said, well, hey, they actually are hiring. They want to interview now, so could you come in on Monday, and we'll get this all done on Monday? I said, sure, fine. So it's pouring snow out here, ice everywhere. But I made it to the interview and stuff, and it went really well. And then I come home, and I finally connect with the guy that had said, I saw your website on Indeed. And he says, oh, well, the company HCL is hiring, and it looks like you have a good skill set for that. So, because when I moved up here, I was like, okay, I want to stay with the same company I'd stayed with for 20 years down in the city. The Twin Cities are like 150, 60 miles away from where I live in Duluth. So I stayed with the same company, so I got 5 weeks of vacation, blah, blah, blah. But they didn't have anything that was fun to work at. There was a whole thing about you have to be quiet, you can't laugh at work, and very robotic, and I hated it. But I did it for 8 years. Then I got a Heart Connect. I got fired. And now I'm looking for a job where I can really have fun. So I just wanted to say it's been a very interesting journey.
Yeah, and it's really about letting go. Yeah, it's about letting go. Really, it's been for you about letting go of what you think it's supposed to look like and be where you are now. Gregory and Gail, any comments?
Yeah, we've mentioned this before, that when you get these products, something very interesting that starts to happen is the things and relationships that aren't really serving you the best just seem to go away. They vanish.
They
transform. And, you know, there's that moment, you know, where You know, when you let go and you don't know what's coming next, it's a little unnerving. However, it's so important to know that just in the speed of how things can be gone, new things come in that fast. And that's what is being demonstrated here, Cindy. And it sounds like, you know, 8 years of not really doing what, you know, you most wanted to do, that's behind you, so that you can truly get what you're wanting, you know, ask for what you want and go for it. And that's what's being catalyzed here. So congratulations.
Insane. It's exactly everything we're talking about in these statements. Our focus first is on spirit within as the only cause. And we've heard this from so many people that literally have said, I got a heart companion, and the only thing I really wanted in life was to be happy. The next day I was fired, and I've never been happier. And, you know, and so the essence of what you're searching for, the essence of what you want, the essence of what you want to express in this life, express that love, that's what these tools help you to do. And the world jumps around to accommodate that. So for all of you, be aware of the way this energy works, and also be totally open and allowing to have surprises happen that you wouldn't expect, because that's the joy of working with Source. It always surprises. It always comes in a new way, yeah.
And it's coming from your center. It's not coming from outside of you. It's coming from inside you.
Thank you, Cindy. Glad to hear the good news. Keep at it. All right. All right. We have another caller here. Good morning, Elaine.
Good morning, Daniel. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I have found wearing my heart companion or having it near me or even just having it in the house, because I can feel it. I can feel it if it's in the house and I'm outside now. I can feel it talking to me, usually saying, come get me. but I feel that field around me all the time. And I just want to comment on several things. One, and I'll go fast, Daniel. The time warp that I described to you on the first day that I had my heart companion has continued. This is day 6 now, and that has stayed steady every day. And I did have a couple times an unusual experience of having to do something that would take way, way too long for the time I had available to me. And I was able to, and it wasn't me that did it. I was very clear. I received it. I was able to do that task in just a fraction, not even a third, but just a fraction. Like, say something was going to take an hour, and I got it done in 2 minutes. That's a fraction of the time. And I was very clear that I received that, and I was also very clear that that was coming from the heart companion, because we're talking about going into the impossible and the unimaginable with that. Another thing is, and Gregory and Gail don't know this about me, but I am handicapped. I was given a drug years ago after a surgery that burned out the balance center in my brain, and the doctor said I would never walk again. In fact, at that time, they said I'd never get out of the hospital bed I was in, and after spending 2 years in that bed, I did get out of it, and I get around now pretty good with a walker. But the problem is the balance center in your brain is called your proprioception, and it means that, in my case anyway, I don't feel the ground when I walk. It's an extreme thing of trust that the ground's there because I don't feel it. It's not like a neuropathy where you lose feeling in your feet. It's that there's no feeling of the pressure of standing on something and walking. Well, yesterday I was doing some stuff, and usually I have to do it one-handed with a walker, and I wasn't holding onto the walker. It was right beside me. And I thought, God, I feel so heavy today. And I realized that I was starting to feel the ground. that proprio, and this is a huge miracle, that proprioception factor was starting to come forth again.
Oh.
That's huge. I mean, in medical science, and I've been to a lot of medical doctors, they said that's impossible just to give up. It's never going to happen. And I've worked with Moss a lot about this, and he said the right tools and the right people will come, and you'll see it's going to happen. And so here we are.
Wow.
Yeah, I've got chills. I'm going to keep going. I want to share all my stuff where Daniel yanks me off the stage.
Just want to make sure we have enough time for everybody else, too.
Well, okay, then I'll just wait on the other two.
And
thank you.
You can also write some of these to us.
That way we can read them.
Yeah, uh-huh. We love that.
And, you know, it's about energy flow.
Mm-hmm.
Energy flow, energy flow.
Yeah.
And that's what's starting to occur in your body with the help of these tools.
Mm-hmm.
So keep visualizing it. Keep seeing it. Keep being grateful for it. And allow it to happen more and more and more. And it will keep growing.
Wow, that's just remarkable. What a blessing.
Good stuff. I love it. Thanks for sharing that.
That's prosperity.
All right. All right, good stuff. All right, folks, does anybody have any questions on the web? Nobody on the web today? Anybody on the web today? I didn't even look.
There is.
Yeah, we have a couple folks, yeah. All right. Anybody else that would like to share? We'd love to hear from you, especially if you're having great things happen, experiences just like Cindy and Elaine were talking about. And, yeah, if some of you have already begun to do this, but if you don't like sharing live, I mean, feel free to send the information to us via email, and you can find our email addresses at the end of the workbook, I believe is where they're at. And we're happy to bring them up during the calls as well. So that's another way you can communicate. But we always want to hear from you. We always want to hear the great things that are happening and all that good stuff. All right, from Hartford, Connecticut. Good morning.
Good morning, Daniel.
Hey.
Good morning, Gail, Gregory, Valerie.
Good morning, Shirley.
No, Valerie.
Valerie. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's early on here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. That's my boyfriend's mother. I have the iConnect and I have the Heart Companion, and I wear them every night because I work third shift, and I just feel good all day, all night. When I'm sleeping, I sleep really good now, and the night just goes by. I get along with people can say things to me that doesn't bother me anymore. I just love these tools. I just
yes.
Hello?
I'm sorry.
Hello?
I didn't want to stop anything.
Valerie?
Yep.
You got cut off. What was the end of your comment? I'm sorry.
I just can't get enough of these tools. I love them.
Oh, okay. Good. Comments, Gregory and Gail?
Valerie, I was going to ask you, in feeling all the good feelings, you know, feeling so good and sleeping so well and all that, what else have you noticed is happening in your life?
People seem to, like my boyfriend, it just seems like sometimes he stares at me and he goes, I just can't stop staring at you. He goes, you know, it's just like his reaction towards me is like more love now. And, yeah, I just feel more love and energy. And I just, I can't get enough of these tools.
That's beautiful.
But you see how that love in you, how attractive that is? And
yeah.
Daniel said that a number of times. When he's feeling grateful, when he's feeling really present, what starts to happen, people around start noticing the pendant, but they really are, they're noticing him. They're noticing the energy. People want to be part of this. And there's so much for you to share because you just tap into sharing what feels good inside you, and Other people want it so much. That's our opportunity to share that love. That's wonderful.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good stuff.
Sharing.
I love it. All right. Anybody else? We love these shares, folks. I'll share something that, yeah, we had someone just pop up. Great. Give me a sec. This is unrelated to the class, but about the Heart Companion. Somebody who is a client or a student of Moss and I has recently in Dallas gone through some very, very intensive back surgery, Gail and Gregory, and they sent me a note, and I was trying to find it, but I couldn't find it to forward to you, but she was telling me that the Heart Companion has really made a big difference in her healing. She had been looking for the right doctor to help her, and she finally found him, and they did the surgery, and she's recovering. But what she was most happy about was the magnification, so to speak, of the beautiful energy that the Heart Companion is emanating through the entire hospital and the love that she feels that the other patients are getting as well. So just wanted to pass that along, even though they're not in the class. I thought it was a beautiful testimonial. All right. Let's see here. Somebody from Whittier. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Hi, Daniel. This is Juan. Can you hear me pretty good?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hi, everybody. Gail, Gregory. I just want to share that yesterday I received my Heart Companion. And, you know, I went through the activation, and, it was a beautiful feeling. And then right after that, I went to buy a USB because I needed something. And then I called my friend. I remember he has all this stuff. And, you know, to make a long story short, he ended up helping me out. I ended up helping him out with some stuff there for that he needed to do at his home. And I just felt like, you know, like we all got what we needed from each other in just a loving, joyous way. And that was just a feeling that I was like, wow, this is what I want to be immersed in, you know. I want to feel that I'm helping people out, that they're appreciative of what I do, that they're helping me out, and that it's a reciprocation of, you know, just beautiful, loving energy. As you know, and these were just everyday chores, you know. I was helping him with some switches at his house, and he helped me with some, you know, technical problems for my computer and stuff. But the feeling that, you know, that I had last night was just amazing. Because I guess in this world, you know, I've been kind of like, you know, just start thinking, you know, it's just a dog-eat-dog world. And, you know, I just felt something different yesterday. It was amazing.
That's beautiful. And, and there is no right or wrong way to, as Gregory said many times, to use these tools. But you do know that when this emanation of love, which is our core reason for being here, communion with each other and community and love. And when we're in alignment, remember what I said a couple of days ago about thoughts, feelings, and emotions. When we're in alignment with all that and we're connected to that beautiful 99.999% pure energy, then there is nothing else that can come out. So that's beautiful and wonderful that you're seeing this, because you're right. It should be a win-win-win-win-win-win-win for everybody, you know. And we live in a world that I get mine and you don't get yours. And that's part of what I was saying earlier about not, you know, dancing in the chaos. We don't have to be a part of it. We recognize that the rest of the world may come from that space, but we do not have to participate. So I love that. Gail and Greg?
Yeah, I have another really quick question.
Uh-huh.
Since I just got my Heart Companion, and, you know, I want to help my little niece get one. You know, she suffers from epilepsy, and as a result of that, she has a lot of trouble, like, sleeping. You know, her whole, you know, she has a lot of health problems right now. My question is, like, will I be able to lend her mine if I ever see her, like, you know, stressing out too much? Or is that something we shouldn't do, like let somebody else use it, like a family?
No, please. You know, the energy that comes through these tools is so high, so strong, that you can allow others to use it. It's not something like we think of a crystal, oh, it takes on others' energy. No, these tools do not take on other people's energy. It works with your energy, and other people can certainly benefit if they wear it or place it on their body. So feel free to do that.
Okay, yeah, because she, you know, sometimes she, I'm going to get her one. I'm really committed to her having one, you know, because, you know, she's gone through a lot, and, you know, I know that this is definitely going to help her out. I have a really good feeling about it.
And you know, Juan, as I'm listening to you, what a loving and kind person you are. And what you experienced yesterday, you know, making that shift in awareness from it's a dog-eat-dog world to look what we do for each other, that's really very, very big. And you only had the heart companion one day. And I'll tell you, this is cumulative. Happen because
put on your seatbelt.
Exactly, it will stair step. And so here's my comment to you, Juan. Just really allow yourself to keep receiving and opening. That's what this class is really about, receiving, because the kindness in you is going to be magnified. And so allow yourself to be the recipient of that. You know, that presence, you know, that spirit within, and enjoy it. And I know you're deeply grateful. I know that about you from just hearing your voice. And enjoy it. Enjoy the ride.
Thank you, Juan.
All right. Thank you, guys.
You bet.
You.
Oh, all right. I think on that note.
Well, Daniel, I wanted to say one more thing about the previous caller that was in the hospital. And she said she was looking for the right doctor and so forth. That's one of the places, you know, we sometimes don't realize how the Heart Companion, iConnect, help us. But in finding things, in discovering, in learning new stuff, it's like the right people will come into your life at the right time to be of service. That's one of the big parts of what goes on when you're connected to Source. It's like I'm designing new things all the time, and I can do it so much more quickly because I find the right source for this material. I find, you know, this one pops out of the woodwork. The right person walks into my office at the right time and wants to be of service. That's part of being in the flow, is watching how your life comes together when you're creating and being creative, and see the support that's there. It's not just the feeling good, but it's the creative aspects of our being really get turned up at, you know, with these tools.
All right. Beautifully said. All right, folks. So today, focus on gratitude. Focus on keeping your mind and thoughts off of this world. And know that everything that's been shared and everything that has been shared and will be shared is there for you too. Sometimes we just got to let go of the resistance and judgment we have to whatever it is that we're in the middle of to get to that place of love and appreciation and gratitude. I want to remind you, you'll be getting a prosperity checklist, or you'll be probably getting a link to go to a place to find it, but be looking for it. Have a beautiful, blessed day, and know from the bottom of our hearts we love you. Namaste.
Namaste. We love you.
We love you.
The conference is now completed.